You're about to meet, in fact, let's just meet her. This is Erin Cheek. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
It's so nice to meet you. Let's get sort of talk about just the general statistics here first. How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
And you're in fifth grade. What community do you live in?
I live, well, in Conway.
Conway, which is out in the Ohio Valley. And you are a student at Baden Academy Charter School. And that school has students from all over, which is why I was curious where you lived. What do you like to do for fun before we talk about the specific reason you're here? What do you enjoy doing?
I like to play piano. I like to run around outside, lay in the grass. And I also like to swim.
And have you thought at all about what you might like to be when you get older?
Not really yet, but I want to be a mathematician.
You like math, huh? I understand you're taking seventh grade math now.
Yeah.
Which would be pre-algebra, I think. Are you starting to do things with X's and Y's and Z's and equations? That's terrific. Do you want to give any shout-outs or say hello to anybody?
I want to say hello to my dad, my brother, and my sister who are listening right now. I want to take a shout-out to my mom, too, and Dr. Ellen.
Great. And Dr. Ellen is here with you today, and she may chime in as we talk. I would like to know about the environmental group that you started at your school, kind of how it came about, and just what it was like to get it started.
I'm friends with the two other leaders in the group, Bryant and Alyssa Armstrong, Bryant Ainsbury. We got together about last year. We just wanted to save three things in nature. Hummingbirds, honeybees, and monarch butterflies.
And what led you to pick those three things?
Well, I wanted to pick a monarch butterfly because I like catching butterflies, and the monarch butterfly is a very special butterfly. It has a migration of 4,000 miles. It's the longest insect migration.
I had no idea. Do you mean that a monarch butterfly, they're found over that large of an area? Wow, I had no idea.
Yes. They got back probably 2 months ago, back to North America.
And the other, you also picked hummingbirds? Was that your idea or one of the other leaders?
Yeah, that was Brian's idea.
And do you know why he chose hummingbirds? Dr. Allen will chime in. Do you know?
Bryant actually partnered with the Cornell Institute in doing a bird count program, and he chose to do the hummingbirds, which was one of their options. And Alyssa's bees, she focused a lot on colony collapse. We actually have a beehive on the campus where the school is. The Sisters of St. Joseph have one. And they're having, they're struggling as all the other bees are around the nation.
And do you mean the local Cornell School District or Cornell University?
Cornell University.
Pretty cool. And tell me more about the monarch butterfly migration. Do you know more about that?
I'll let Erin explain. She is she actually goes into the classrooms to help the teachers.
The monarch migration, they go from Canada down to Mexico. And they've never been there before. They suddenly just fly down and know where they're going.
That's incredible. I wonder how long it takes them to get there. It must take a long time because butterflies aren't the fastest flying creature, are they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, so you began activities as a club, or like how did you get together to do this?
In third grade?
I'm not really sure.
In third grade, she approached to be a research fellow asking to start a Monarch Way Station at the school. And so she partnered with several mentors, and Monarch Watch helped her develop milkweed seeds to plant on the grounds so that we had a Monarch Way Station officially recognized. And that's how she started doing her research into monarchs. And then it was the next year she wanted to do the environmental club.
Yeah.
And that involved creating a website.
And, yeah. When we created the website, it was hard at first. And then we made a club, and we had to blog the presentations. It was hard.
What makes it hard? What are the challenges you face when trying to keep a website going?
Well, we have to get together every time after we make a club meet to decide what we're going to do and how we're going to write it down on the blog. It's also hard to decide what designs you want on your website to go with the main idea.
How many people are in the club?
I'd say about 15 people.
So that's hard. Do you ever kind of debate what the topic should be, or is it hard to get everybody focused?
I'm not really sure. It's random sometimes.
So it can vary. What are some of the projects? Are you primarily focused on those three things right now, or are you doing other things around the school?
Sometimes I take a presentation at a library. I did that once. Yeah.
Did you give it or did you attend it?
I gave it.
That's pretty cool. And would you give it on monarch butterflies or something else?
I gave it on monarch butterflies.
You must really be developing a lot of expertise in that area. Are there other things that you've been thinking about environmentally that you might like to see change, whether your club can do it or just, maybe people anywhere, things you think ought to be improved environmentally?
I think pollution, yes, that should be improved. Nothing really else.
And do you see evidence of pollution, or do you have any ideas for reducing it?
Yes. There was an assembly at our school, and they gave an idea. They should solar power our cars, solar panels under the road. They could power the cars, and they won't give off as much smoke or gas.
That's a very good idea. Have you used solar cells in class at all to learn about how solar energy works?
No.
You'll probably get a chance to soon. What other kinds of things have you thought about the environment and pollution? Any other ideas for air or water, or maybe to just have less waste?
I think you should recycle more. Because the trash is starting to pile up.
What do you recycle?
We recycle soda cans, plastic water bottles. And this is other than recycling. We can throw out and make a worm compost by using old banana peels.
Very cool. So you can figure out the best places for waste. And another great thing is just to reduce waste altogether. It's just maybe instead of drinking, these bottles, we refill them with water. They become like drinking cups instead of constantly, I'm holding a water bottle up, by the way, instead of constantly buying more and more water bottles. You're pretty amazing. I like that you're leading this club, and you also have two other leaders, but it sounds like you're really destined for even more great things, too. Do you like to spend time outside?
Yes, I love to. I really like to just run around, but I don't really like to wear shoes off when I'm running around outside.
You don't, you like to run with shoes on or off?
On.
Interesting. I have mine off right now. And no, you really want to have shoes on when you're running around, I think. Let me turn to Dr. Ellen. Can you tell us more about the program that we've been talking about with Aaron?
Well, the Research Fellows Program at the school is an extra program that some of the students apply to become part of. And they have a lot of options. Some of them come in and they write their own books. Some of them create clubs and websites. Some of them create engineering projects and programs and games. When I was approached by the three different students, Aaron and Bryant and Alyssa, they had all proposed to do something different with their particular species. And we're on this beautiful campus of the Sisters of St. Joseph. And we have on the grounds an environmental engineer, Sister Lynn. And so she was able to help me develop a way for the three of them to work together in this environmental club and use the resources on the grounds. I think one of the neatest things that happened this year was Aaron, though, informing the teachers about butterflies. A lot of the teachers love to have butterflies in their room. You know how you get the milkweed and you put the chrysalis or the caterpillar in and the chrysalis and you watch it grow as a class. And a lot of them would go online and they'd buy kits for that. But we found out through Aaron's research that some of those kits bring butterflies that aren't native.
Oh.
And it's a problem.
Yeah, they won't sustain themselves and be happy.
Right. Or they may become an interference with some of the other species here. And so Aaron was very vocal and instrumental in getting the teachers to use local monarchs and local painted ladies, I think, was the other type of butterfly they brought in. And a lot of that was her resources that the teachers could then use in the classroom to not only teach well with, but also themselves be very environmentally conscious.
Aaron, do you have any advice for adults to be better to the environment?
I'd say that they should plant some more gardens. My mom has a garden in her front yard. In our garden, we found two monarch butterfly caterpillars already.
Wow, so that's good. Not only can you, is it a vegetable or a flower garden?
In the garden in our front yard, it's both.
Very good. So it provides a good habitat, some pretty things to look at, but also food you can eat too. Is there anything else you would like to add? Your program, what you've discovered is great. How can people get to your website?
The link is bacsnaturalist.weebly.com.
bacsnaturalist.weebly.com, and we've linked to that from slbradio.org, too. Is there anything else you'd like to add? I'm really proud of you. It's really great to hear what you've done.
I'd like to add that weed killer from farmers and construction is making the numbers go down for monarchs.
Okay, the impact, unintended impact of that from runoff maybe, or just it getting into the water or soil or into butterflies, that's a good point. And there's probably alternatives to achieve the objectives too. Very good. Dr. Ellen?
I would mention that anyone who wants to help save the monarchs can go to Monarch Watch and get free milkweed kits, and they can plant a milkweed garden themselves.
Excellent.
And become a way station.
So. Well, how nice to have you here, and congratulations. I hope you keep it up in the years to come. Take care. That's Dr. Karen and Aaron Cheek, or Dr. Ellen, I'm sorry, and Aaron Cheek, Baden Academy Charter School fifth grader. And her mom's here too. Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you.
When you ask.